K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Great to be chatting to this young man who made the decision that he would go and have a crack in the Bellarine this year. Got lured, as many have been, by Geordie Kerris down to Alamatta Reserve. And, gee, it's paid off in spades. Of course, a premiership player last week as Anglesey broke a 26-year premiership drought. But also the inaugural Josh Finch medalist as best on ground in the grand final. Harry Ling's been good enough to join us. And Jane Birch is going to fire the first question. Birchie.
Well, Harry, I just spoke to you as you approached the van. What an incredible run you had throughout the final series. We saw you early on and you were super impressive against Drysdale. But that momentum is absolutely everything in finals, and you can achieve anything once you get that role.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess when you jump on that train and it just keeps going, it's hard to stop. And yeah, it's just when you start knocking off those teams and you gain that confidence. Yeah, there's no real stopping you. I did it before in 2019 with St Mary's as well, and it was a similar thing. We finished just in the five, and then you just start knocking off these teams, and I guess just get the confidence and keep going.
And it was a close final all throughout. These guys started calling it about midway through the third quarter and giving us updates, because it was just, the lead was chopping and changing. Was there a moment, I know it was really tight right up until the end, but was there a moment where you actually thought to yourself, we've actually got this, and what were you thinking at that time?
Probably when Will Batson kicked his second in the last quarter, that snap. I thought we probably would be able to slow the game down a bit, get a few stoppages, and I think they'll potentially against the wind, so they'd have to get a few scoring shots. So I thought from then, if we just played it safe, I think we should be right. But yeah, you still, like, in the moment, you still obviously got the butterflies in your stomach. But yeah, probably from that goal on, I thought, all right, if we just slow the play down and just keep going, we should be right.
Lingy, thanks for joining us. Take us back 12 months when you wrestled with the decision to leave the club that has been your home from day dot with your footy. When did you come to the realisation that you needed to go somewhere else to play the footy that you wanted to play?
Yeah, it was probably one of the hardest decisions I've ever made. I think I spoke to you during the year. That year, I had a few weeks off during the year, and I just wasn't enjoying my football and playing with no confidence, and I was just wanting something different. And I love St Mary's, as you can see. I'm in my St Mary's kit right now, so I still love St Mary's, but I just wanted a fresh start and some opportunity, and had a few connections at Anglesey, and Geordie came calling, and he set the scene like I couldn't say no, almost. Like, he gave me a lot of promises, and they came to fruition as well. So yeah, it was hard to say no to Geordie, and he's
a hard man.
I was going
to
say, did he just annoy you to the point, Harry, that you had to say yes in the end? Is that what happened?
I think I told him early on I don't really want heaps of messages or anything like that. So I think he held it as good as he could. But it was so amazing, and I haven't actually told Geordie in person, but he's like really helped my footy this year, and obviously being a good midfielder himself, and plenty of accolades. It was great to learn off him, and just love the season.
Have you watched the grand final back?
I haven't watched the whole game, no. I need to sit down and watch the whole game, but just the first quarter I have, but yeah.
Where were you when Harry Orr ran into that open goal, and what was your reaction when he tried to kick it to Queenscliff Road and managed to kick it more to splashdown?
Yeah, I was actually in the pocket on the right there, so I just assumed it was a goal, so I didn't have a good vantage point of it, so... Yeah, I was pretty happy he missed it. I felt Harry, because it's probably it's a bit annoying. But I think it was it was probably a change in momentum from there. We probably got on a run there. I'm not sure what happened there.
And is there any truth in the rumour that you're asking people to now call you Norm after being
No truth in that. No truth at all. No. It was great to, I guess, get the accolade and stuff, but I'm a pretty quiet person, so I'm not really loving all the attention and stuff.
And to have Finchie there, Josh Finch medal that you won, just to to present it and shake your hand. To win the first one too is obviously, you know, it's something you'll cherish.
Yeah, like obviously Josh Finch's name is so well known in the Geelong area, and to I guess win the inaugural medals, great, and great to receive it from him as well. Yeah,
we spoke to Geordie a few times through the finals. We also spoke to the Prez. It's a unique position Anglesey lives in terms of having to recruit, because it's not a massive town. What was the party like on the Sunday and the Monday? Yeah. Was it pretty big? Did Anglesey swell?
Yeah, well, the Saturday night was great to just, like, the town was rocking.
Yeah.
Somehow someone got fireworks in there. there was fireworks going off on the hill.
Oh, dear.
About that. That'd be allowed. But, the town was pumping on the Saturday night. And then Sunday we were at the pub and the bowls club, and we were walking around the town, and cars were driving past honking their horns and stuff like that. It was just great to, be part of a community club. Being playing St Mary's, you're in Geelong, so it's like Geelong's obviously a big place. And then you go out to Anglesey, and it's just, everyone loves the team, and they're like one club town and stuff like that. So that was, really loved that side of it.
It was some shrewd recruiting, because obviously picked some players that the club needed too. The other one that obviously stands out for us is Tev Noffey, who obviously played in the last two at Leopold. He has a bit of a thing about premierships, this bloke. But he was fantastic for Anglesey again as well.
Yeah, I think there was a saying that he said premierships follow him. So he's not wrong.
That sounds like Tev.
I didn't really know Tev at all. We always were at the opposite end of the ground, so I didn't actually really know him at all. But getting to know him this year, it's like, he's such a great bloke. He's very, very nonchalant in how he operates. But you could see the change in our game style when he was back in the side. Just putting him in the back line just gave us so much more safety and in the air he was able to impact. And then even getting Noel McGregor Dawson back, Simon Umbers, Dylan Featon, all these well known names in our side, getting them back, and you could just see that they contributed to us playing our best.
Inspirations Paint Grovedale speaking with Josh Finch medalist, Anglesey Premiership player Harry Ling. Here's Matty Dowling.
Harry, it was a great game, because at any given time, there were swings and ebbs and flows in the game. What was the discussion, let's say at three-quarter time, about what the main focus coming into the last quarter was, given Amos had got a bit of a run on through that third quarter and sort of held a little bit of a lead, how you guys got yourself back in and then continued just to run over the top of them in that last quarter?
I think it was just getting back to our DNA. I think, don't quote me on these stats there from Geordie, but I think we're the number one tackling side in the league and the number one contested ball side in the league. So it was pretty much just getting back to that. We probably lost a few centre clearances back-to-back. So it was probably, just getting back to our DNA and knowing that we're a really fit side, and in the last few weeks previous, we were running over sides in the last quarter. So just having that confidence that we're going to continue that, and just, if we get back to our DNA, it hopefully just works out.
The pressure was something that stood out to me. I was watching the game, and you had guys obviously in that Amos midfield like Gribble, and then guys like Sheehan and Lloyd were obviously really strong players for them, but the pressure around the ball from you guys to first use and then be able to chain out if there was something that really stood out, which was obviously a clear sort of hallmark of your game this year.
Yeah, both losing to Amos both times during the year, you learn a lot, and I think they're definitely probably more predominantly outside team. Like, they'll get the ball on the inside and feed out to the likes of Joe Mashman, Gribble, Sutterby. So I think, just knowing how they play and how to combat that worked in our favour in the last game,
Now, Lingy, can you set minds at ease at Anglesey? Are you playing on there next year? Have you signed and looking for back-to-back, or is there a lure to come back up the road and back to Anthony Costa Oval?
I can confirm I will be back at Anglesey next year. Yeah, signed a few weeks ago, so can't wait to get back.
Do you expect you'll get back to St Mary's at some stage, or is Anglesey a long-term proposition for you?
I'd love to always come back. It's my home club. My family is all here. I've got nieces and nephews playing here now. My brother's coaching, so I'd definitely love to come back. I've also loved Anglesey, and it would always be hard to leave there as well now. But I'm sure I'll come back to Anglesey, and I'm back to St Mary's, and I'm sure Scotty Hosking's happy to hear that.
Now, I've got to ask you about your twin, Matty. How's he going? He's been at Norwood in the sample.
Yep.
What's he up to with his footy?
So they just lost the prelim last week by a few points. But, he's loving living in Adelaide, got a good group of mates, and yeah, I think he's going to go around again next year, and then yeah, see what happens. I'd love to play with him again. We haven't played together since we were 18.
Falcons.
Yeah, Falcons at 18 years old, so I'd love to have the opportunity to play with him again.
So what, he's now 24, 25?
26.
Yeah. Cheapest. Time does creep.
Yeah, it goes quick, doesn't it?
It does. Harry, congratulations on a wonderful season. Obviously, yeah, you make a leap out of your comfort zone, and you've tackled it very well, and to be a premiership player and best on ground in a grand final. Incredible presentation night last night.
Yes.
Best and fairest.
Yep.
How'd you go?
Third.
Behind?
Ike Hardiman and Jordan Kerris on top.
So Geordie won, did he? And your good mate Damien McMahon won Bowen Heads Best and Fairest.
Yes, just having a chat to him before. He was pretty stoked with it, I think.
He was pretty disappointed he didn't win the Ash, what I heard. He thought he was a big chance. Big old macker.
Is that true?
Yeah, won't say too much.
Yes.
And what have you made of Maxi Orgarinos heading off to Bowen Heads to coach the twos?
Yeah, I love that. I love Max.
We all do, don't we?
Yeah, can't not.
Even Mark Neal standing in the box likes Max. Mark doesn't like too many people.
It's good to see him back in footy, coaching again. So, yeah, good to see.
Lingy, good luck for whatever the summer holds. And up to Denny a bit, I suspect. Yeah, I hear there's a caravan park calling your name near the Edward River.
Yes, I'll be spending a lot of time there, I'd say.
Oh, well done. Congratulations on a great year.
Thanks, guys.
Harry Ling joining us on Carrock Footy. Thanks to Inspirations Paint Grovedale.
Carrock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.